From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama again sought to reassure Americans about the security risk at home after the recent terror attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino, California. Speaking Thursday at the National Counterterrorism Center outside Washington, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect Americans.
We're doing more with countries around the world, including our European partners, to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters, both to places like Syria and Iraq and back into our countries.
President Obama has ordered investigators to, in his words, leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. The friend and neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in San Bernardino 2 weeks ago was charged on Thursday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase, and immigration fraud. Enrique Marquez faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. He legally bought the weapons. U.S. citizen Saeed Farooq and his Pakistani-born wife, Tashfeen Malik, used in the California killings. Investigators determined that he originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot he and Farooq allegedly planned in 2012. Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou, says his government has foiled a coup attempt and arrested several senior military officials. In a nationwide TV appearance, Issoufou said the plotters attacked the presidential palace just as Independence Day celebrations were getting underway. Among those arrested were a former military chief of staff. This is VOA News. World powers gathering in New York today for the third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition comes weeks before a plan to launch UN-mediated talks between the Syrian government and the opposition. So-called International Syria Support Group also hopes to submit a resolution to be endorsed by the UN Security Council. This resolution would support a plan for a political transition and a proposed ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will chair the UN meeting later today. And the UN Security Council has turned up the heat on the self-proclaimed Islamic State, strengthening and tightening international measures to cut off the flow of cash to the group's war chest. That story now from VOA's Margaret Bashir at the UN.
The UN Security Council has turned its attention to the group's biggest vulnerability, its bank account, ratcheting up efforts to weaken the terrorists by keeping cash out of their hands. The council is hoping its action will cut off the group's ability to use the international financial system to move money and pay for supplies and fighters. It also will help with the imposition of targeted sanctions and oblige states to report on what they are doing to combat terrorist financing. In its efforts to combat terrorism, the international community aims to make sure there is no safe haven for terrorist financing. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
U.S. and Cuban delegations are finalizing details of a milestone agreement to restore regular commercial flights between the two countries. Officials announced that agreement 1 year anniversary of a diplomatic thaw between the two countries. Although commercial flights won't immediately fly between Cuba and the U.S., people like Eric Galavan, speaking here through an interpreter, are welcoming possibilities that will bring.
They can go and see family members who are outside the country, and those who are there can come here quicker and see their families without so much delay.
Several major U.S. airlines have expressed interest in establishing regular flights to Cuba, including American Airlines, Delta, United, and JetBlue. U.S. State Department said the new agreement would lead to increased authorized travel to Cuba, so as for education trips, even though tourist flights are still banned. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has made a previously unannounced stop in Afghanistan. This comes as the country is experiencing a growing campaign of violence. New Pentagon study shows that 27% more profile attacks in the capital city of Kabul compared to the same time last year. Mr. Carter set to meet with military commanders and U.S. troops while he is in Afghanistan.
That's the latest world news from VOA.